Welcome to the Mastering Blood Sugar Podcast. This is episode number 12 with James Maskell. My name is Dr. Brian Mole, the diabetes coach, certified and master licensed diabetes educator, and IFM certified functional medicine practitioner. Each week on the Mastering Blood Sugar Podcast, I bring you an inspiring health or lifestyle expert to help you learn to boost your metabolism, lose weight, and master your blood sugar with natural drug-free strategies. Thanks for being here with me today, and let's get started. To create better health, we need to make a critical shift away from conventional medicine with its disease care focus and myopic view of illness and people toward one that emphasizes root cause resolutions and that heals the whole person. Those are the words of my guest today, CEO of New Health, James Maskell. James Maskell has been creating levers for significant positive change in healthcare for over a decade. Following education in healthcare economics, James has played a part in building a number of successful businesses in this space. He has co-created and hosts the Functional Forum, the world's largest integrative medicine conference with hundreds of thousands of viewers and over 400 physician meetups on six continents. His book and organization of the same name, The Evolution of Medicine, further propelled the mission of exponentially growing the pool of functional medicine practitioners. He has taught physician audiences around the world and has been featured on TEDMed, TEDx, and Huffington Post Live, as well as other major news outlets. In today's episode, James discusses how to create the optimal healthcare model to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes and other chronic health problems. He discusses how using a physician-supervised health coach improves health outcomes. We talk about the three C's to fixing our healthcare system and how to create a new model which supports health optimization. James talks about how we can use online tools to create offline connections which provide support for greater success. And he outlines the ultimate cost of diabetes and how we can save money and save lives. James introduces us to his new company, the New Health Cooperative, an exciting option and alternative to health insurance for health-minded families, and discusses why group visits and education can actually be more effective in certain circumstances than one-on-one care, with better patient results and better outcome measures. All right, before we get started with today's episode, I want to read a review from iTunes about the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast. This one is from Hyla H., and it's titled Hope. I am so grateful for the life-saving education Dr. Mole makes possible. During this podcast with Dr. Jason Fung, it was mentioned as many times before, beating diabetes is hard work. Harder than the road I have traveled with seeing my sister suffer and die from diabetes complications and then battling through my own downhill journey for years, armed with the truth and all the positive messages and education. This is an exciting twist. I am no longer in despair. Thank you for fighting to get the truth about diabetes out there. So Hyla, if you're listening to this, send an email to admin@sweetlifecenters.com. And as a special thank you, we're going to send you a flash drive that contains the very best of the Diabetes Summit from over the past 5 years. Guys, I want to encourage you again to head over to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe, download the past episodes if you haven't listened to them yet, and leave me a 5-star review. Remember, if I read your review on a future episode, just like we did today with Hyla, we're going to send you a copy of the Best of the Diabetes Summit on flash drive as a special thank you gift for listening to the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast. All right, let's get to it. This is New Health CEO James Maskell talking about how to revolutionize healthcare. All All right. So James Maskell, welcome to the Mastering Blood Sugar Podcast. So good to be with you here, my friend.
Yeah, great to be with you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I saw you out at Paleo Effects not too long ago here, a month ago, and didn't really have a chance to catch up, but I know you're always doing something new, pun intended, and really blazing, I think, new trails for healthcare. And this is so important in diabetes because, you know, I just look around and our system, our medical system is just completely broken. And one of the places I think it fails patients most is with chronic disease like diabetes. So, you know, what's kind of your vision? What are you up to here lately?
Well, look, it's a really interesting time, and I agree with you. I think diabetes is the number one disease type where there's just such a clear differential between what's actually possible and what's actually happening, right? They're so different. So you've got companies like Virta Health that are raising $46 million because they've shown that they can reverse type 2 diabetes with basically like a ketogenic diet and coaching. You know, you've got the people that follow you who have been to your summits and know about functional medicine, where functional medicine doctors are doing the same thing. Dr. Chatterjee reversing it on TV in the UK. So like there's this weird new emerging world where it's really clear that the vast majority of type 2 diabetes and in some cases type 1 diabetes, like the early autoimmune pieces of that, are being reversed with functional medicine, you know, root cause resolution approaches. And yet the type 2 diabetes machine continues to run unabated, where people are just getting the old school thing. You can't reverse it. Take your insulin, take your metformin. And it's just a crazy time. So I'm excited by, you know, this kind of podcast getting out there, because ultimately, you know, there's an empowered version of this medicine where people can keep, you know, get their insulin sensitivity back and reverse their type 2 diabetes to a point where the damage is repaired in many cases, or, you know, they can just live with it forever. And so whoever's listening to this podcast today, I want to first alert you that that's the way that the world stands right now. And then ultimately, my goal is to build a system that really facilitates this new world and facilitates it at scale, makes it available for everyone. And so we're doing that. You know, that's the new vision. It's just facilitating that and trying to make it affordable and accessible for everyone.
Wow, that's so important, because clearly what we're doing now is not working. I think most people realize that. I had Sarah Hallberg. I did an interview with her recently from Virta Health, and I follow Steve Finney, and the things that they're doing are incredible. And what I love about what they're doing is that it is they're using more health coaching. They're using more interaction, continuity, which is so important for diabetes, really for any chronic health condition, but diabetes in particular. You can't spend less than an hour a year with your doctor, you know, four visits a year at 10, 12 minutes each, and expect to reverse type 2 diabetes or really to make any major impact on it. And most doctors who practice conventional medicine are overwhelmed as it is with thousands and thousands of patients they're trying to manage. And they have someone come in with a diabetes that's uncontrolled. It's no wonder that, you know, in 10 minutes, the best they can do is whip out a prescription pad, because they just don't have another model. And so I love what you're doing, which is really just looking at this from a different perspective, saying what we're doing now is not working. We really need a completely different model for handling these chronic disease conditions and really helping people proactively work on their health and reverse disease and find the health that is natural for our bodies to be in again. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit maybe more about your vision. I think you went over your premise pretty well, but maybe some details on kind of how that would look, you know, what's the interaction that a person might have with their healthcare team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just to follow on the point you said there, even if the doctor, you know, had more time, right? Even if they had an hour every month with the doctor, would the doctor know what to do, right? That's the other question, is like, you know, doctors who have been in practice for 10 years are in many cases totally unaware, especially if they don't work in a field that's, you know, tightly related to diabetes, you know, they don't have any idea that this is possible. They just know standard of care, metformin, follow along, measure, make sure that people are measuring and just hope for the best over time and just wait till you get on dialysis. You know, that's basically like the plan, right?
It'd be an interesting experiment, and I'd be curious to find out what would happen if you put an endocrinologist in a room with a patient for an hour every week or every month. Would they have anything to talk about? You know, really, because I think their model is, designed around the way they practice, so it really is very medication heavy, and I'm not sure that they have much else to offer.
Exactly. So, you know, that's really, you know, where we are. So, you know, that was the first starting point, is like, we need a new system. And ultimately what I feel, and you can see this with Virta, what we discovered last year. So, you know, for the last 4 years, from 2014 to 2017, our goal was to basically build the army of providers and learn, you know, basically get more doctors trained in functional medicine and start to see what combinations of providers could reverse type 2 diabetes and other chronic diseases. And we, you know, what we, you know, and then in the beginning of 2017, we were like, okay, let's see if we can do this at scale. And what is the minimum possible input? Like, can you do this over telemedicine? Can you do this with health coaches? What's the key thing? And what we found was a key person is what we're calling a physician supervised health coach, right? So the health coach is a much lower cost provider, can spend more time with the patient. You know, we found that there was really good connection over the phone with like a video chat, just like we're doing now. It was, you know, there was no real drop off in the state of connection there. It was easy. Giving people like access to text each other was huge. You know, I learned that from Stephen Finney when he gave his results with Virta last year at this conference, where he said on average they had, you know, three communications per day with the coach via text, right? Because starting a ketogenic diet can be difficult, right? Knowing what to do. And so it's like, oh, our eggs, dairy, you know, you don't need a doctor for that. The doctor doesn't even know. And so having that thing. So the reason why we like the physician supervised health coach is then, you know, obviously the downside of a health coach is they're not medically trained. And if some acute situation comes up, you want to be able to make sure that you don't miss it because the, you know, that coach is not trained. So physician supervised, you know, allows them to sort of say, oh, I think there's something going on here, straight to the doctor. The doctor can say, okay, yeah, I see that there's something emerging, and then the doctor can step in. But ultimately, we have this first layer of care. And so, you know, we proved basically last year that with a physician-supervised health coach, with people who aren't on multiple medication, chronically ill, that we could reverse a number of chronic diseases, you know, and that was, you know, super exciting. And so, you know, then we were like, okay, how are we going to deliver it? So, one really exciting thing is that we are starting to work with major employers now. So we have an employer product called IncentiCare, just like it sounds, incentivize, IncentiCare. And it's basically an employer insurance product where everyone is incentivized to get healthy and get off medication. And just last week, we started working with a company, and you'll love this. So it's a car dealership in South Carolina. So guess for me for a moment, out of the 150 employees who work at a car dealership in South Carolina, where big gulps and fried chicken are probably the average lunch, what percentage of that community were deemed like needing help with blood sugar regulation or, you know, chronic disease or hemoglobin A1C?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I would guess it's got to be at least 70%.
Okay. So 99%, right? So one person out of 150 was healthy enough to, you know, to pass all the tests, like don't smoke, hemoglobin A1C under 7,
wow.
You know, blood sugar and blood, you know, LDL cholesterol, whatever, one. The rest were in this category of need help. So, you know, so we start working with them and we're starting to coach them there. Now, I will tell you now, none of those people would ever seek out a functional medicine doctor. None of those people would seek out a health coach. But now the insurance is paying for it. And it's a whole new game because ultimately they are now, like, you know, being offered an opportunity to reverse their chronic disease. And it doesn't really cost them anything out of pocket. The employer is basically paying for it because the employer knows if I invest, you know, 4 hours of health coaching over a 6 month period, like an hour at the beginning and then, you know, half an hour follow-ups and texts back and forth. If I get half of those people to reverse their type 2 diabetes, the long-term costs are so much better for me. We've broken trend, right? Trend is going up and up and up and up. More drugs, more things. And then, wow, now they're going down. That's a key thing for employers because they ultimately are going to harbor the burden of the rest of those costs, you know, for a long time for their employees. So it was super exciting, you know, to start to do that. So we've started to, you know, to do that, and that's, you know, a big part of what we're doing. But ultimately, like, I start to look out and say, okay, what are sustainable solutions to that? Because, you know, coaching is one thing, and coaching is much less expensive than doctors. But ultimately, you know, when I think about things, I think about, like, what is the solution for the whole world, right? Because yes, there's enough health coaches in America, but like type 2 diabetes is everywhere, right? In South Africa, where my dad lives, 10 years ago, the number one diagnosis in society is TB, an infectious disease. Today, it's type 2 diabetes. Right. And there's not like there's a million health coaches in South Africa ready to go to action. And it's also like the kind of health coaching that you can do here where you can get people to change their diet and use, like, you know, services to get healthier foods and find the farmers market and whatever. It's just not the same. There's not the same infrastructure of things that are in these other countries. And so I really start to think about, you know, what are sustainable solutions? And, you know, I think that what I've seen is that there are these three C's, right? The three C's that I want to talk about. So coaching is one C. It's less expensive than medical care, and it's valuable. But there's two other C's that I really think are important, Brian. I wanted to just, you know, talk about them. So the first is content, right? Your podcast here, your summits, right? Books about reversing type 2 diabetes. People need to know this is possible. Right. The first thing is you have to know that there's a, like, another possibility on the other side beyond, you know, just doing what you're doing right now. And most people don't have access to that content. But the internet, podcasts, content is making it super easy, you know, for everyone. Smartphones, everyone can listen to a podcast. Now, from this podcast, like, anyone who has iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube or whatever has access to your content, which is basically like 2 billion people. Right. And so content is the first, you know, it's the first thing. So we need to know what's happening. But the second C, and what I want to focus on here to talk about for a bit, is community. Because ultimately what we see is that, you know, community is the most powerful factor in reducing healthcare costs and creating health. And the biggest problem that I see is that community is not incentivized. And that's really what I think we need to start a conversation on, is how do we incentivize community? How do we incentivize people to help each other? If my neighbor, if I'm partially financially responsible for my neighbor, and my neighbor's about to go on to insulin because he's, you know, his blood sugar's unregulated, at that moment, I could step in and support him with a walking group, exercise, meditation, healthy food, you know, partnering on that kind of thing. But I don't have any incentive to do that. And I think that setting up structures in society where community is incentivized is like an evolutionary priority for humanity, and is the long-term solution to chronic disease and particularly type 2 diabetes care worldwide.
Yeah, that's huge, because there's a lot of disconnection between individual people, and particularly with diabetes, people feel some shame around the condition. So oftentimes they will try to keep to themselves a bit, and even keep it from their family and friends oftentimes. So they really become very isolated. And one of the things I found is just like Facebook groups are an opportunity for some community and sharing. It's not, I think, nearly as powerful as what you're suggesting, but it's a starting point for a lot of people. And they can be really helpful. There's still a challenge, though, because when people aren't doing well, oftentimes they won't be on sharing. They'll share their positives and successes. And then you do have some people who will go on and ask for help. But there's fewer people who do that. So I think some sort of closer network where there's some accountability would be really helpful for people with diabetes, particularly, well, really all forms of diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I've talked about is, like, how do you use online tools to create offline connections, right? To be able to start groups. And I think that, you know, is there should be a a reversing type 2 diabetes meetup group in every zip code of this country and every, you know, every place. Like, there's enough diabetics, you know, to fill those meetup groups. And so what I always encourage people is find that group. And if that group doesn't exist, start that group, right? There are tools like Eventbrite. Imagine, you know, Eventbrite and Facebook and Meetup, where literally you could just start the group. I'm sure that if you have type 2 diabetes, one of the things, you know, this is either costing you a lot today or it's going to cost you a lot in the medium term, just in a terms of a financial transaction, right? Either your insurance is going to go up or you're paying co-pays or drugs are going to get more expensive. You know, if you have type 2 diabetes there, if you have unregulated blood sugar, your potential costs in the future are only going in one direction, right? So you actually have a real financial incentive to innovate in this way. And I know it can be tricky. And I know, you know, you said about isolation, dude. I mean, you know, that's a huge risk factor by itself for disease, right? And so if you're getting isolated because you have type 2 diabetes, the prognosis is not good. And I only say that because I want you to be healthy. I want you to get to the other side of this. There are ways to do it, but it's going to take the right content and then community and coaching to actually help you to do the things that you know probably you need to do in order to do it. So I'm here today to say, like, if you're the kind of person that has, if you have it today, the number one thing that I think you could do for your health is to start one of these groups or to meet up and create or join one of these groups. And so if I found myself here today and I was ready to make a difference, I know, you know, if I'm putting yourself in your shoes, maybe my willpower isn't 100% to be able to do the things that I know that I have to do. And a community group can facilitate that, the accountability and support. Dude, a few years ago, my mother-in-law lost 100 pounds. And the only thing that she had to do differently, that she did differently, was she had to, like, call someone, appear at the end of the day, not a health professional, and tell them what she'd eaten that day. And just that power of that accountability for not wanting to say, I messed up, I got a big gulp, I went to McDonald's, whatever. Just her desire not to be sort of embarrassed to say that she did that made all the difference. And it, you know, transformed her. And so, like, that kind of accountability group is huge. So my recommendation would be, look on Meetup, look on Facebook, look on Eventbrite, and see, is there a reversing type 2 diabetes, managing blood sugar meetup group that meets weekly in your area? And if there isn't, set one up, put it on Eventbrite, you know, and then with Eventbrite, you can link it to Facebook. And then, you know, Meetup is a paid one, so let's just use the free ones first. But on those two tools, you literally have billions of people, you know, on Eventbrite, you have millions of people looking for events. You can list events for free on their platform. You can link it to Facebook and have a group because there are other people looking. And if you find five people that are really excited and want to reverse their type 2 diabetes and want to learn how to manage that, then, you know, you will succeed. Your chances of success have just, like, exponentially increased. And if you have a group like that, if you're the owner of that group, if you're the person that organizes it, I bet you will have no trouble calling a local practitioner, health coach, whatever, to come and tell you what to do, because they want you potentially to be their patients and support. You've got something. You've got an asset now where if you reached out to any functional medicine clinic, any health coach, anyone that's, you know, a professional doing it and said, hey, I've got this group, would you come and talk to our group? No doubt they're coming because they want to meet you, because you could be a potential patient for them. So, you know, I've been in the world of this from the practitioner side, and I've been saying, hey, practitioners, start these meetup groups, right? Get on Eventbrite and start these groups. But ultimately, if there's not one of these groups on the two places that I've told you to find them now, start the group. The benefit of having the group falls overwhelmingly on the person that starts the group. And so, you know, if it's just as easy as doing that, that could provide your accountability for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, however long it takes you to get back to health. And it's the most powerful force that you could unleash.
Man, I love that. I love that. And there's an action step that you can take right now. Go find a group. And if there isn't one, start one. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Just, you know, grab two or three people and meet at the library or find somewhere. There's all sorts of places that'll donate space for you for something like this. And meet once a week. If it's a couple of people, meet at Starbucks or at a coffee shop or something, you know, anything like that. But what it does, as you said, is provides accountability and support locally. This way, if you've got a meeting every single week, if you are struggling or if you've been a bit off track, it's going to be much harder to skip those meetings than it would be to just get off the Facebook group for a few weeks. So I love that idea.
Yeah, just I'll give you an example. So a friend of mine, Joel Kahn, who's Joel as well. Like he's a cardiologist, right? He's a vegan and, you know, he's super into that. But like he got one of his patients was a 50-year-old guy. And, you know, he just started this thing called the plant-based nutrition support group. And, you know, thought like they might get 20 or 30 people to come by. This is in Detroit, not like a mecca of healthy living. Dude, within a year, they had 5,000 men signed up to be part of it. And now it's like it's a real powerful group and they do things together. And honestly, I think it was just a lot of guys that were looking for support. But once they found the combination of like the healthy behaviors plus the community of a group that was really supportive, this thing got its own momentum. And now, this is like the full-time job of this guy. Like he quit his job and he does this full-time and it's a nonprofit and they do all kinds of great work together. They go and do community projects. I mean, you know, I think there's such a hunger for this, right? In all forms of the world. I think like, you know, at this moment, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that hate their job too, right? And that's probably one of the reasons why they sit there and emotional eat because they're not engaged with what they do. Just this one decision could be the moment that transforms your life to now you're like, you know, working in something you're passionate about and changing the lives of thousands of others, millions of others. Who knows where it could go? But look, you're on the inside right now. If you're listening to this, you're on the inside because 95% of America doesn't know that type 2 diabetes is reversible with lifestyle. If you know this, do something about it. You're doing something about it, Brian. I'm doing something about it. We're all playing our roles, but there is an unlimited opportunity right now to start these community groups. And if it really takes off, then, you know, and you have a little bit of hustle and you start going to these type 2 diabetes clinics and putting a flyer and whatever, who knows what happens, but ultimately, you know, anything could happen.
And you know what else is cool? There's a nice side effect of doing this type of work is that when you're a leader in this realm, it really does encourage you to stay on track a little bit more. You know, it's when you're teaching this stuff or when you're leading a group, this isn't a negative, it's really a positive, but there's a little bit of pressure to make sure that you are a good leader and that you're leading by example. So I think that's a great motivation in and of itself, is that by teaching others and by leading others, it's going to inspire you to be the best version of you when it comes to your health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that, that I've seen, to exactly that point is, we've encouraged a lot of doctors to do group visits, right? So community visits inside a practice, a few times a week, get a group together. And the most powerful person in that group is not the health professional. It's the person that's actually done it, that had type 2 diabetes, reversed it, got their blood sugar under control. That's the person that everyone wants to speak to. That's the person who everyone else has questions for. That's the person that actually really, stimulates the change in the other person, not the doctor who's been healthy their whole life. You know, in some people, if you've been there, you probably think, screw that guy, right? He's too smug. he's going to do that. I want to speak to the person who's actually done what you're saying. And there's more and more. There's a network of people now who have done that. And so, your story, if you're on this path and you do it, can be transformational for a whole community.
So true. So let's turn our focus back to healthcare a little bit as far as insurance and the healthcare system, because again, I think this is an area that is frustrating for a lot of people. In other words, they love what we're talking about right now, and they love this idea of reversing diabetes. And but they have this disconnect. It's like people still want their doctor to be the one leading the charge. They still get frustrated as to, why their doctor is still pushing statins and still focusing on, cholesterol information from 20 years ago. And they want something different. They want a different solution. But when they look at functional medicine, the way it's being currently practiced is it can be very cost prohibitive. It can be very expensive for a lot of people because it is very time consuming. And like you said, it's physician It's all physician time. It's all face-to-face time with your doctor, at least for most functional medicine clinics right now. So what's the solution to this? I mean, you've talked a little bit about the model with health coaching, which I love, yeah. but maybe with a little bit more detail, how do you think it's moving in the future here? What are we moving?
Well, you know, my favorite quote, Brian, one of my favorite quotes is to predict the future, just create it, right? That's the best way to predict the future is create it. So we're going to make it. And, you know, so here's what we see. So, in America for the last 10 years, you know, since the ACA, everyone has been forced to buy a commercial health insurance product, right? Which is, you know, one of the big companies, right? You had a tax penalty if you didn't have it. And what most people see is that, or what is clear to me anyway, is that what we call health insurance today is actually not insurance in the way that you have car insurance or you have home insurance, right? Protecting you in case of an emergency. It's a prepaid health plan. Right, you're prepaying for metformin, insulin, drugs, or you know, you're prepaying for all of that stuff. And everyone goes in through primary care and then they get sent to the specialist and you know, all of that cost. So, you know, that's the situation that we find ourselves in. And you're right, so that's the current situation. Now, you're also true when you say that functional medicine is kind of expensive at this moment, but the truth is it's actually an illusion of expense. Right? The illusion is caused by functional medicine isn't prepaid in your current plan, right? That's the illusion. If functional medicine was covered, you would see that actually functional medicine is cheap because if functional medicine is going to reverse your type 2 diabetes and get to your point where you don't need any drugs, you don't need, you know, the antidepressants that come with, you know, having type 2 diabetes, like all of the cost that comes from being on that train of like starting with one drug and eventually being on five, right? Functional medicine, the goal is to get you back to zero drugs and back to like actual health. So the functional medicine is only expensive because it's not covered by insurance, right? And we've been hoping in the functional medicine space, maybe please one day Aetna cover us or whatever. And that comes with its own problems. You know, we've been sort of waiting to be picked. And so my solution today is we're going to pick ourselves because for the first time in January, when Trump signed the tax bill, the penalty for not having insurance went away. And everyone else in the world, you know, I don't know what they think of that. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of implications of that bill. But one tiny implication that was the first thing that my head went to is like, hey, now we can go head to head with health insurance and build something that's better and build something that really, one, gets back to the concept of insurance as, you know, stopping in terms of, you know, stopping issues, and you know, when there's a calamitous event, right? If you get hit by a car or whatever, but build in this, you know, health coaching driven functional medicine model into the architecture of the plan so that everyone has access to this type of care. And that's not like it's a medical buffet where you can have unlimited acupuncture and chiropractic and whatever. No, we want to be able to essentially reduce everyone's wallet share from insurance so that they can choose whatever services they want. Because one of the things that I know is that consumers now know how to find value in buying things. Let's facilitate that. So, starting in November, on November 1st, on the day of open enrollment, we're going to be announcing a new type of alternative to health insurance that's never really been done before, and it's called a cooperative. And a health cooperative is essentially a group of people who think the same way as each other, who understand the potential of lifestyle to reverse type 2 diabetes, are going to come together and decide that they're going to share their healthcare costs. And it's going to have some significant benefits over health insurance. It's going to be way cheaper, right? Because you have to understand and you have to be taking positive action on your health every day to get in. Secondly, it's going to be completely transparent. So everyone knows how much money's in the pool. The pool goes out to pay people's health expenses as they arrive. And at the end of the year, whatever money's left goes back to the members. That's actually how a cooperative works. If you think about, you know, Minnesota is actually the cooperative state in America. where, you know, you've had cooperatives forever where, you know, people come together and share, you know, in agricultural co-ops or other things. And as an owner, as a part owner in the co-op, whatever profits are left over, i.e. the money that's been put in, less the money that's been paid out, is then paid back to the members. So that's the second, you know, that's the second thing, fully transparent, much cheaper. And the biggest thing of all, Brian, is that it's now going to incentivize people to help each other, to get themselves well and to help each other. Because my extra costs are, you know, shared by all the people in the community, and it reestablishes this, you know, concept where people want to be good custodians of the money of the pool, which is the biggest problem in insurance, because you never know what anything costs. You can't be a good custodian of the pool because all the pricing is super opaque. And so our vision is essentially that we would set up a structure where we have a cooperative, we have an agreement by which people decide to, you know, to share their health costs. And one agreement, for instance, in type 2 diabetes world is that before you go on insulin, before you go on metformin, you work with a coach to try and, you know, to try and reverse it naturally, right? That's a good agreement. Now, there may be a very, very small set of circumstances where people have to go on those drugs for reasons outside of just lifestyle issues, right? Some people can get type 2 diabetes from toxic exposure or whatever. But, you know, that's a very small percentage. The vast, vast, vast majority of cost in medicine comes from chronic disease like type 2 diabetes. And we think that if we pair the right incentives with the right care, we can actually create structures that make type 2 diabetes obsolete.
Wow, that's phenomenal. What's that called, and where can people find out more about it?
Yeah, so you can put a link in the show notes, but it's going to be called The New Community. That's new with a K. And that's going to be launching in November 1st is like open enrollment. So I hope your community will get to find out about it then. At this moment today, we're doing basically like a Kickstarter where people can say, I'm in. They can give $99 or $119. And they're going to get a ton of like free content for that. You can come to one of our tour events if you sign up as well. I'm doing a 22-city tour later this year to promote it. We're going to be 22 cities around the country. We'd love to have you there. But it's at newhealthnow.com is where we're doing it now. But you send a link out to your people. But basically, if you give us $99 or $119 today, you're going to get tons of content from Health Talks Online. You're going to get all about how to reverse your type 2 diabetes. You're going to get the content that you need. Plus, you're going to get tickets to come out to the tour event. Plus, you'll be supporting the creation of this cooperative. You'll basically be like a founding member. And what that means as a founding member is that you get to be part of the people that decide how the co-op shares its costs. That's the beauty of it, is that this is going to be a true cooperative where it's not going to be like Aetna decides this or Blue Cross Blue Shields decides that. Our cooperative will decide what we pay for, what services go on. And, you know, ultimately what I hope it's going to do is reconnect to our humanity, right? Where if someone gets seriously ill, we're going to help them out. You do that to, well, every human would provide that to another. But ultimately, all we need to get started is enough people to make the pool resilient enough. We think that's going to be about 10,000 people. And, you know, based on the support that we've got last week, you mentioned Paleo FX, you know, it got talked about from stage. If you add up all the email addresses of all the people who, you know, go to Paleo FX, you're talking tens of millions of people. And so, you know, it's super exciting. But yeah, come November 1st, you can actually sign up for it. Come January 1st is when the actual co-op will kick in. Starting in January, we're going to do a whole training for all the people in the cooperative, basically like how to make your health costs $0 in 2019. And everyone will have access to a coach on their phone, just as, you know, as we shared earlier, if you're part of the co-op. And then your annual physical that you would have with a doctor, could be any doctor. And we've spent the last 4 years building this functional medicine network because I think that if you have type 2 diabetes or you've had type 2 diabetes or you want to get rid of your type 2 diabetes, that doing your annual physical, spending an hour with a doctor to come up with a plan that then can be executed by the coach, is the best use of everyone's time and money.
Wow, that's so valuable. Just the annual physical and the having the access to the health coach alone, not to mention all the other information and support they're going to be getting is great. So excellent. So that website one more time was...
So right now it's at New Health Now. That's New Health with a K. So mm-hmm. New Health Now is where we're doing the Kickstarter. That's going to run about through August. And then basically from about September, you'll be able to actually come up and sign up and say, hey, I'm in for 2019. You know, we'll have different layers depending on where you are in your health journey. You know, we're going to create incentives essentially for you to be, you know, get your hemoglobin A1C under 7 or under 6, ideally. So there'll be incentives on that way. And, you know, eventually by the time we get to the next election, you know, we'll be a really strong community. And, you know, we'll have a completely transparent system where everyone will be able to see where the costs are going and, you know, get a up-to-date, real-time update of how much money's left in the pool. And then at the end of the quarter or at the end of the year, we'll either redistribute the money to the members if that's what people vote for, or maybe we'll just be super generous and pay for the, you know, healthcare or the health debts of, you know, certain people that really deserve it. You know, ultimately, I think, you know, what we're looking to do is to massively reduce the amount of money that people have to pay on insurance and really incentivize people to want to be part of this cooperative because it's way cheaper. And because the care is awesome, and because, look, if you master your blood sugar, the chances of you getting type 2 diabetes at any time in the future, like the chance of a CrossFitter or a paleo person ever getting type 2 diabetes is minuscule, because mm-hmm. they're never, you know, if you've gone in that direction and you've reversed it, you're not going back. You're going to eat healthy for the rest of your life. You're going to meditate. You're going to exercise. And so we want to incentivize that financially so that, you know, we bring everyone down to a point where everyone is incentivized to be healthy and has the tools to get there.
Perfect. Well, I have a few questions that I love to ask okay. each of my guests at the end here. And the first one, James, is really at this point, if you had one quote or one phrase, one concept that could kind of summarize professionally your life's work up to this point, what would that be?
There's a quote on the bottom of my email, and it's been on there for 5 years. And it's like, you don't create change by fighting the existing reality. To create change, build the new system that makes the existing system obsolete. And hopefully, if you listen to this interview, you see I'm doing it.
Perfect. Yes, you are, my friend. And lastly, the last question I have then for you today is, if you found yourself sitting around a table with the world leaders, presidents, prime ministers from all of the most developed industrialized countries around the world, and they're trying to solve the diabetes epidemic, they brought you in as an expert, what would you tell them?
You know, I would tell them that there is a care delivery system today called functional medicine, you know, health coach driven functional medicine that can and does reverse type 2 diabetes. And that when it is paired with the right incentives to reverse type 2 diabetes, because it's patient driven, you know, we could make this disease obsolete. And, you know, I intend to have those conversations. Like if we get up and running by December 1st, I'm going to go to Davos next year and I'm going to do exactly what you said. Like that's going to happen. So if you're listening to this, you know, and you're inspired by this interview, put it in whatever groups you're on online. I agree with you. You know, online groups can be valuable. Offline groups are where it's at for long-term attrition for all the reasons you mentioned. But let's get the word out there about this. Let's get the word out there about this podcast. Let's get the word out there about this community, because, you know, we are going to get 10,000 people, and next year I'm going to go to Davos and I'm going to have exactly that conversation. And in the next 2 years before the next president comes along, we're going to prove that the right incentives and the right care reduce the cost of care. And this is the last thing I want to say. We don't have to ask anyone's permission to do this, right? We don't have to ask Aetna or Trump or Oprah or the head of Health and Human Services. We can literally just do it. And I'm always looking for solutions where we don't have to ask permission. And, you know, so if this is attractive, come with us, join the Kickstarter, help us fund this thing. And, you know, we'll be ready to go in November with a care plan, and come January, your costs of your healthcare will be covered by a community of your peers. And that's going to be a transformative moment for medicine.
All right, there you have it. James Maskell, you are certainly blazing a new trail here, and I appreciate you and honor you for everything you're doing for functional medicine and for the people who are listening to this who really need this type of thing. So thank you, my friend.
Of course.
For those of you with us today, thanks for being part of the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast. I'll be back next week with another expert interview. Okay, there it is. That's Mr. James Maskell of New Health. Guys, if you like this episode, please make sure you share it out with your friends and family members. Go to drmoll.com/12, drmoll.com/12 for the full show notes, links, and resources, and you can grab the full transcript there as well. Let me know what you think of the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. Go and leave me a review and make sure you download this and all past episodes as well. Lastly, just a friendly reminder to give me a shout out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever social media you participate in. Let people know about the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast so we can change and save more lives. I really appreciate every single one of you for listening to the Mastering Blood Sugar podcast. This is Dr. Brian Moll, the diabetes coach. Remember to keep climbing and to never give up.